In the town of Fairyland in Newfoundland, Canada, has a visitor that seems to be staying for a while. It is a massive iceberg that floated south and ran aground just off the coast. And when I say massive, I mean this thing is huge. It dwarfs the houses in town, and that is just the part that's visible. Now, Maxine Dunn can see this iceberg from the bed and breakfast she runs with her husband.
We've seen some pretty large icebergs over the years. We're located at the end of Iceberg Alley, but this is, I would say, certainly the highest iceberg that we've ever seen.
Did you say Iceberg Alley? This is like
yes.
An area where icebergs come and go all the time?
Absolutely. Usually in the month of April and May and mid-June, we see a fair number of icebergs.
But this one you're saying is a monster.
Oh, yes. They're estimating it's approximately 150 feet above water. So you can imagine what's below water.
Because this is just the tip of the iceberg, not to,
not
to
use the iceberg.
Cliche, but how close is it really to you?
Oh, my goodness. How many feet from our window would you say it is, Charlie? I'm listening. My husband's right here in the background.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's roughly 1 kilometer from the house.
Roughly 1 kilometer from our house.
About a half mile.
It's about a half a mile. It's right there.
My goodness. So is this all people are talking about in town?
Yes, well, I mean, we're getting a lot of visitors. Most of our visitors at this point are from various parts of the island. You know, it's a little early for outside tourists yet.
So this sounds like it's a fun thing. No one is worried. Because I don't know anything about icebergs. I just didn't know if there was some risk that this big thing could start floating towards you or something.
No. Well, it's, as long as you stay, like, you know, clear from it. If you're out in a boat, you don't want to go too close. There's always the risk it could roll, and that's dangerous, or little pieces could break off. But they're quite beautiful. Icebergs are absolutely beautiful, but they are a concern for the shipping industry and the crab fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my husband is an inshore crab fisherman. He fishes with his three brothers and his nephew-in-law, and they go approximately 25 miles offshore. So, you know, they have to post lookouts, and they have to exhibit a lot of caution when you have a number of icebergs in the area.
When you say rolled, I mean, you mean it's like the bottom of the iceberg is hitting the ocean floor and you're seeing some of the ocean floor come up to the surface, or what?
Yeah. If the top part becomes heavier than the part that's underwater, sometimes the top part will roll to the bottom and the lighter part will come to the top.
My goodness, the thing actually turns upside down.
Absolutely. That's what it means.
God, if that happened with this big one, that would be quite a thing to capture.
It certainly would.
keep your cameras ready.
Absolutely.
Well, Maxine Dunn, tell your husband Charlie thank you to him, and a special thanks to you for taking the time, and keep an eye on that iceberg. If it starts rolling, I hope we can see some video of it.
You're certainly welcome. You're certainly welcome. It was my pleasure.
Oh, take me home when it's Capelin time again.
All right, this is cool. In addition to running an inn, Maxine and Charlie Dunn are also musicians. No songs about icebergs, but they do have one about a fisherman longing for capelin season in Newfoundland. Capelin are these small fish, and it's an early summer tradition to scoop them up from the beach.
And here again.